One of the things about the combined analysis that was very striking was the distant disease-free curve. Can you describe that and what you think it means?
Dramatic. I think that's the best word I can utilize. Not unexpected, though, in terms of showing the difference. What's unexpected is the magnitude of the difference. It's irrefutable that there's a clear benefit, even with this short median follow-up. This is really important for patients and physicians because many times patients or physicians or regulatory agencies say, well, in the adjuvant setting, you need to wait 10 years, 20 years to make a decision on therapy based on the ultimate outcome. But in these studies, even with the short median follow-up, the improvement in disease-free survival overall and distant disease-free survival are so dramatic that really we cannot wait if we want to be ethical when we manage patients. So it is my belief that the difference in survival that we have observed so far, which is already statistically significant, will actually be increased in the future. Another thing I think about is that there may be potential cost savings to the public health of this nation. Because if we can prevent relapses of HER2-positive breast cancer by utilizing adjuvant trastuzumab, we may actually decrease the cost as we may not need to treat as many patients with metastatic HER2-positive breast cancer, but only time will tell.
I think the thing that was interesting about the distant disease-free curve was it looked kind of flat, like at around 90% in the trastuzumab arm.
One of the things we're looking at is what is the hazard ratio over time. So it appears that trastuzumab is working very quickly in terms of preventing relapse of these patients with this aggressive type of breast cancer. So the relapses are plateauing, although we have to be careful with that because the follow-up is short. However, in the control arm, relapses continue occurring at a higher rate. Again, it's short follow-up, and we will continue doing the due diligence.